feel good today. I went to a massage parlor this afternoon.
You were trick-or-treating in a massage parlor?
That was a very good pun, Mr. Hertzgard, but no, not really. Not really. Well, we've got a large crowd wanting to know what I was doing in a massage parlor this afternoon, right? This is the Can of Mess. On Halloween, it's 4:10. It's 55 degrees. Actually, I went to my Iron Range barber this afternoon. And he was busy. His chair was busy. So his lady partner gave me a haircut today, and it was fabulous. Not in keeping with my Iron Range buddy. He just puts the bowl on my head. I got to sit up on the plank, little plank up on the arms of the barber chair, and he says, if you sit real quiet, you get a Holloway sucker when you're done. She didn't go through all that. She just trusted me. When we got done, she put that, strapped that thing on her wrist, that little motor, that massage thing, and started doing my head. It was absolutely fabulous. Got my ears lowered, had a massage.
So she used two hands.
Yep. She got to have strong forearms.
It's a big head. You've probably
got a big head. And she, but those these old style massage things that motors that they put on their arms are heavy. Mm-hmm. Now, at a radio television station that I worked for on the Boulevard of Broken Hearts, we had our own barber shop over there with one of the all time great barbers. I have an affinity for barbers. His name was Art Mahold. He had to give up doing that sort of thing. Yeah, he got tennis elbow, so to speak, giving these, head massages with the motor. Well, I digress, don't I? Mr. Hertzgard is here, and he'd like to say something.
I just want to tell you about the Litton microwave ovens at the Furniture Barns. There's a special going on right now at the Furniture Barns and the Furniture Barn departments at Zayer Shopper City.
I am going to be chatting with Mayor Lutheran on Friday night with some folks out there for a big dinner. Looking forward to that, Morg.
Yes. But let me tell you, I got a sports note that we can fit it in here among your free plugs for your buddies at high schools, your political buddies, cronies.
I don't know these guys, these folks that are on here, these political people.
You know them, slipping in all them political messages to foul up people's minds. They don't know who to vote for now.
Morgan, I don't schedule those political spots. They're done by the station. These people buy the time. What do you have?
Pete McCauley has been fired as head coach of the San Francisco 49ers today by general manager Joe Thomas.
So who's the new coach?
Offensive coordinator Fred O'Connor. He's never served as a head coach at any level. The Niners have won only one of their first nine games, and in the past, 5 years, they've had four coaches. Dick Nolan, Monty Clark. I can't even remember the guy last year. He came up from Los Angeles. Bennett. Bennett is down at He's down at Atlanta. He's a former L.A. coach, too. And whoever it was last year, now McCauley, they pulled him from the Washington Skins. He's been given the axe. And now Fred O'Connor. It's a wonderful place to work. Reminds me of some of the radio stations you work for, Cannon.
Was Wendell Anderson off kissing babies when the Older Americans Act came up for vote?
Prepared and paid for by People for Boschwitz, Reverend Phil Hansen, Chairman.
Linda Ronstadt going home with Cannon on CCO. It's so easy, that one by Linda Ronstadt. Ronstadt just had her house broken into out in Southern California. Lost a lot of jewelry and clothes, hi-fi equipment, that sort of thing. That's terrible. You come home and find your house burglared. It's almost like your body's been violated. I mean, well, not exactly, but it is a funny feeling about your home after that. The strangers have been in here and ransacked it and gone through things. It's just a weird feeling. 55's a temp in the Twins. I got a sponsor gang called Great American Music. They are the most fabulous record stores ever.